My phone is lagging already. I just received a head tone message, I think. Right, so anyway, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to tell you about my crazy dream that I had last night for no good reason. Actually, it would have carried on longer, but Jake woke up and woke me up, which is fine. It wasn't a nightmare or anything, but it was just very freaky, and I was like, just wondering what the hell's happening. So, as I said on Twitter briefly, I went to the US on a plane to deliver something to somebody who I now cannot remember and not sure why. And I did that, and I got assistance off the plane and to this person and gave them this package, whatever it was. And then I got back on the plane to go to the UK. And that was all very well and good, apparently. That plane flight was perfectly acceptable. And I fell asleep on the plane, as you do a train. But the next time I woke up, I was actually back at the US and landing. And I got off the plane and got some assistance somehow. And she said to me, where do I want to get to? And I said, Paddington Station. And she said, oh, well, we better put you on the plane back to the UK then. Because I sort of picked up on her accent not being from around here, but didn't really think anything of it. I figured, well, you know, Americans can work in the UK, can't they? You know, it's perfectly acceptable and whatnot. So I got back on this plane, and this plane wouldn't start. Literally was making all these kind of weird drilling noises underneath, and then someone tried to run around the back with lots of people pushing on the propeller blade, as far as I remember, and that didn't work either. And they said, well, we're not going to fly you in this in case of big accidents. So he moved us to another plane, and that ended up starting up and flying, and that was okay. And it was around then that I woke up. So I had all this weird crap going on, and trains and planes, and I have no idea why it happened or what caused that in my head. It was most odd. I wasn't even thinking about planes the night before or anything like that, although of course it would be nice to have a holiday. And if I sound a little bit odd, it's because I'm using the Blue Mikey again, which has no pop shield, and I can't monitor it, so I have no idea what it sounds like at all. It could sound crap, it could sound terrible, it could sound pretty alright. I have no way of knowing at this time. Hello Jake, what you got to say to me today? Can you spare an oh yeah? A quiet one? That was really peaceful. Come and say it to the mic. What are you dragging a box around for anyway? I don't know what he's dragging a box around for. Hello, Jake. Can we have an oh yeah?
No.
No? What's this? It's your bricks, isn't it? This actually is quite a good stereo test. Right-hand side of the mic. There we go. That's truly a mark of the fact that this thing has a stereo microphone-ness. Only works on 3GS, very sadly. And, but it's good for what it is. Also has a line in. Right, I have 1 minute and 50 seconds left. I'm not going to waste your time talking about rubbish that I have no reason to talk about. So I'll probably go now, save you the effort of listening to me. Sound good? I think it does. Well, without further ado, I'll disappear. Wish you all a happy day. And hit that beautiful publish button. Oh, Jake, you want to say a few words? Come then, say a few words, but don't rip the mic off or anything. Just say hi. Hello. Nodded at the mic. That's fine. You can nod at the mic. That's fine. Yeah, this thing really does lag pretty hard. Anyway, let's find this publish button and get out of here. Ooh, there's the publish button. I actually did hit you, but you did not stop. Is there a reason for this? Fine, I'll do it again. I guess third time's a charm. And here's where we see the blind person being blind in a big way.